Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine expected today with a high of 70. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 59.
Mid-America Network News. A man who had an outstanding warrant for kidnapping in Seward County was arrested in Arc City. Arc City police said on March 18th around 4:30 p.m., officers were dispatched for the report of a white vehicle speeding on residential roads. Officers soon found the vehicles that sped through an intersection, almost hitting a truck, making a left turn. Officers performed a traffic stop and noticed the odor of alcohol. The driver was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including driving under the influence, reckless driving, driving with a revoked license, and open container. He also has an outstanding $500,000 warrant from Seward County for kidnapping. Kansas is preparing to require pornography websites to verify that visitors are adults. The Kansas bill would make it a violation of state consumer protection laws for a website to fail to verify that a Kansas visitor is 18 if the website has material that is harmful to minors. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
A man accused in a teen's death in 2021 is now charged in connection to the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally shooting last month. Terry Young, age 20, faces a total of 4 felony charges. He's being held on $1 million bond. Back in 2021, prosecutors declined to charge him in relation to a teen's death, citing the test by police that it was determined the gun was not working properly. Kansas House Democrats and Republicans joined forces yesterday to unanimously approve a bipartisan bill slicing hundreds of millions of dollars annually in state income, sales, and property taxes, with an eye toward dodging a veto by Governor Laura Kelly. During the debate package Tuesday evening, lawmakers affirmed reductions in income tax rates paid by earners in 3 brackets. Governor Kelly had previously said, "I will not let legislators leave Topeka this year without meaningful and responsible cutting taxes for middle-class families." I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Billy Johnson. The Nebraska legislature is preparing for a $4.45 million payout for a Kearney man after he was profoundly injured in a Grand Island pursuit. The money will go to Miles and Chrissy Margaretts and their attorneys after the amount has been added in an amendment to LB 1188 as that bill has passed out of the Business and Labor Committee. Miles Margaretts of Kearney filed a lawsuit against the state of Nebraska in 2020 after he was hit by a suspect fleeing Nebraska State Patrol back in late December of 2017. The lawsuit claims that Jose Ortiz had stolen a vehicle and was heading north on Highway 281 in Grand Island, leading to authorities trying to stop him, but he fled at a high rate of speed while ignoring traffic signs and signals, along with other drivers, including Margaret's. The crash killed Ortiz and left Margaritz with serious and permanent injuries requiring extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries and treatment. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Representative Lisa Mosier has filed for re-election in the 106th District, which includes Marshall, Washington, Republic, and Jewell counties. She's filing for a third two-year term. USDA has announced sign-up for the General Conservation Reserve Program. The deadline is Friday, March 29th. CRP helps producers and landowners establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on marginal and sensitive cropland. For more information, contact the USDA Service Center. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters meeting will be held Wednesday, April 3rd at the Washington Firehouse. The general public is invited to attend. A free catered meal begins at 6 with a spotter presentation at 6:30. The reservations are due by Friday at 5 p.m. Phone 785-325-2134. Leave a message if no answer. The deadline to register a fund for the annual Pony Express Match Day in Marysville is April 1st. A fund is a separate trust with its own donors and philanthropic purpose. Funds held by the Marysville Community Foundation may be used by these organizations, with five major types of funds available. The deadline to register a fund is April 1st. For additional details, contact any board member with the Marysville Community Foundation. A Marysville man, Gerald Brown, was sentenced in Marshall County District Court to 10 years in prison, convicted in the November 2022 murder of his wife Jennifer at their home north of Marysville. Work of Valley Heights art students will be presented Thursday afternoon, 4:30, at the Waterville Public Library, with awards at 5:30 and a reception to follow. The public is welcome. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Axtell at the City Park at 10, the Summerfield City Park at 11, Beatty at the Community Center at 12:30, Frankfort City Park at 1, and the Waterville City Park at 2. Easter egg hunts Saturday in Washington County on the courthouse grounds in Washington at 10 a.m., also in Barnes, Lynn, Palmer, and Morroville City Parks beginning at 10 a.m. Hanover at the Vets Park at 1 and in Greenleaf at the Clubhouse and the Haddam City Park Saturday at 2. Your news on your time. Podcast of our morning and midday news blocks are available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Victoria F. Torrey Johnson, age 33, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Torrey Johnson. Marilyn B. Brungard, age 91, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Marilyn Brungard.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and breezy into Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and mid 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain may continue early Sunday, then sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s, then some showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-60s, and more showers possible throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 61. Record high on this date, 86. The average low, 36, and the record low, 16 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:17. Sunset this evening at 7:47.
Just how much work does it take to lose a pound of weight? We will help walk you through the math on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 28th, the 88th day of the year. Country singer Reba McEntire has a birthday, and in 1797, Nathaniel Briggs of New Hampshire patented the first U.S. washing machine. Looking to shed some winter weight gain before summer? Here are some rough guidelines for how much work it's going to take. To lose a pound of fat, you need to burn about 3,500 calories. That equals about 3 hours of chopping wood, 6 hours of playing basketball, or 14 hours of vigorous housework. Remember, you also need to control the incoming calories, so one exercise that will really pay off is pushing your chair away from the table. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The March Madness Tournament continues on as we get into Sweet 16 action starting this evening and going on through the weekend with some of the Big 12 still participating in the tournament. As looking at some of the matchups going on starting this evening include UConn taking on San Diego State, the number 2 Iowa State Cyclones from the Big 12 that are squaring up against number 3 Illinois, North Carolina taking on Alabama, and Clemson squaring up against Arizona. For those that still have somewhat of a decent bracket going into the tournament, looking on the right side of things, the number 1 Houston Cougars are still in the match, taking on number 4 Duke for the Sweet 16. North Carolina State squaring up against Marquette, Purdue tipping off against Gonzaga, and Creighton against Tennessee. The Sweet 16 moves on through today and tomorrow with the Elite 8 going on over the weekend. By next weekend, it's the Final 4 before that following Monday for the National Championship. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or sevenclans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk.
With sports gambling becoming more of a hot topic across the nation and many states legalizing sports gambling, a statement has been released by the NCAA president, Charlie Baker, regarding sports betting to ban betting on individual player performances for college athletes. In a statement on social media from Baker, he said, quote, sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity of competition and leading to student athletes at getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. So far across the nation, states like Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland have all removed prop betting on college athletes. As according to Baker, he says that NCAA officials are reaching out to lawmakers in other states to encourage similar type of legislation. As of right now, it would be the sixth straight year the number of states with legal gambling has increased as the NCAA March Madness basketball tournaments continue on across the nation. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you missed your favorite team's broadcast,
far side, Merck, splitting defenders, underhand and layup miss, foul whistle on the final shot by Mia Vermette.
Or want to relive the excitement, click the Sports Podcast tab at KNDYradio.com to listen back anytime.
Inside Brunson and misses, leads to a run out. Daniel Kramer, all alone. Blocked by Brandon Selby. At the other end, Colin Shaughnessy, three. He can it.
From the first practice to the last hoist of a trophy, all season long, KNDY has been there for over 50 years.
Burrows out front, Hardwick looks in the lane, comes to the corner, Ebert, far side to Ashlyn Dollinghouse, in the paint, kicks it low to Sidney Wapp. Shot up and good for Sidney Wapp's third field goal.
The home for high school sports coverage in Northeast Kansas is KNDY.
Inside clip, left block, up no good, offensive rebound, Bruna, up, down, and one for Drew Bruna.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
It's not your common spirea found in many commercial and home landscapes, but rather its less utilized relative and North American native shrub known as steeplebush or hardhack. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This adaptable shrub is hardy in zones 3 to 8. It prefers full sun, acidic sandy soils with wet to moist conditions, but it will tolerate light shade in a wide range of soils. Steeplebush grows 2 to 4 feet tall and much wider as its suckering nature allows it to form colonies. This makes it a great choice for pond-side plantings, hedges, natural areas, rain gardens, and bank stabilization. The spires of pink flowers appear from midsummer into fall. Light deadheading will encourage more bloom. The attractive flowers help attract beneficial insects like bees and butterflies. It's a nectar source for the rare Karner blue butterfly, and the leaves are a favorite food for several caterpillars and moths. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated salutes the Armed Forces personnel who served during the Vietnam War. These brave men and women took on the challenges of the jungle to preserve the rights of innocent people. From the proud military supporters at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 50 years of service. Blue Valley Door honors all who served during the Vietnam War, fighting to prevent a hostile communist takeover. Thank you for serving from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of garage doors and openers with seamless guttering as well. For farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
After a failed bank robbery attempt in Northfield, Minnesota, the James Gang headed west toward the Dakota Territory. Near what is today the border with South Dakota and Minnesota, the pursuers of Jesse James had him cornered. What happened next is still up for debate, but folks in this town believe they know what happened. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On September 7, 1876, the Jesse James Gang attempted to rob the bank at Northfield, Minnesota. They failed and headed west, being pursued by a posse of lawmen and citizenry.
They were seen south of what is now Garrettson, and the posse found them there. They decided they would split up the posse and one take one side of the river and one the other. But the posse didn't split up. They stayed after one man, and it happened to be Jesse.
Gordy Aker shares the story from Garrettson, South Dakota. The posse pursued Jesse, who was headed directly toward the 20-foot-wide, 40-foot-deep ravine called Devil's Gulch.
And they had him cornered, and he either had to jump the gulch or be caught. And it's a 20-foot jump, and as it looks right now, he wouldn't make it. But back with the old 100-year-old pictures, it was much more level, and it was possible.
The gulch is a mile long, and the members of the posse didn't want to risk the feat they'd just seen Jesse accomplish. It was dusk, and they quit their pursuit.
He makes a jump, and there is a cave about a mile north that he hid out in for several days and rested. And then he got a horse, and then he met up with Frank, who was hid out in the Palisade State Park area, and rode on down to Missouri.
Some say the story is merely folklore, but there's good evidence to back it up. Gordy has lived in the area all of his life, and he believes the facts support the successful leap by Jesse James.
I believe he did, because I think if there was that many on the posse, that one of them would not have lied or would have wanted to make his conscience clear before he died, and nobody came forward.
Hundreds of people drive just outside of Sioux Falls every year to see the beauty of this place and decide for themselves if the gulch is truly the site of an amazing escape by the infamous Jesse James. Traveling the countryside in Garrettson, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Check your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
First droppings from newly hatched baby chicks are naturally sticky, but stress and other factors can make it a real problem. Feces that aren't the right consistency will stick to the bird on the vent area and clog up their system. It's called pasting, but also known as pasty butt or poopy butt. If it's not treated, it can actually be fatal for the chick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says a common cause of pasting is overheating in the brooder. Another is dehydration. Without water in their system, the chicks can't digest their food properly. The droppings will harden and stick to their little tushes.
Getting that water into the little baby chick is very important because it has dehydrated a little bit during the hatching process and shipment. So dip the beak into a water and make sure that they're starting on the water as quickly as possible.
Treating a pasting problem is unpleasant, but not difficult. All you need to do is put on some latex gloves, gather up some patience, and clear the vent area so the bird can defecate normally.
If you can, gently get the dried manure off the vent with your fingers, that's fine. That will work to help get things going again. Think of it as kind of a hemorrhoid with a little bit of manure on there. It's going to hurt the little chick when you first take it off the tender tissue, so a little bit of mineral oil might help.
Dipping the chick's rear end in a bowl of lukewarm water is another way to loosen up a crusty problem. Check your chicken butts every day for at least 10 days. Purdom says with the right brooder temperature, plenty of water, and good nutrition, you shouldn't see any more pasty butts. Learn more about treating chicks with a pasting problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day, and CNK Services salute the Vietnam veterans for their unwavering dedication to serving America on foreign soil under harsh conditions in the jungles of Vietnam. Thank you and welcome home. From the friendly staff at CNK Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
A way to assist in bettering the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In the last couple of shows, we've talked about the work of the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being at the University of Illinois Chicago in addressing the life challenges these workers face daily. Director Linda Forst says they are mostly underappreciated.
Farm workers play a huge role in the food supply chain. Without farm workers, we don't have a very good food supply chain, because without migrant and seasonal farm workers, there aren't people to harvest our fruits and vegetables. and a lot of agricultural export from the U.S. comes about as a result of farm workers at their source.
Forst says the Great Lakes Center is a federally supported operation. The challenge is enormous, though, and Forst says they would welcome collaborations.
Anybody that wants to partner with us on this, we're very open and willing, and we have a small staff, but we are very interested in networking with others that would like to move the needle and improve the health and well-being of farm workers across the country.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. A new 24 Silverado 1500, it's the High Country Edition. And a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a 6.6 Duramax diesel engine. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Zips, back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March 28th of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at the soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth as we get closer to the planting season. Soil organisms function best at the optimum soil temperature. It also impacts the rate of nitrification, influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we will do is we'll take the Sunflower State, we'll break it down into thirds, a western, central, and an eastern third. We'll take a look at a couple of locations as it's been a bit warmer here today than it was the last couple of days. Of course, the cooling trend we saw at the beginning of the week has led to that, and the snowfall that we saw in the northern and especially northwest corner of the state. We'll take a look out of the western third up in Cheyenne. Currently, right now, their 4-inch soil temperature is at 42 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 45 degrees. That is definitely being impacted by the wintry mix of precipitation we saw up in that portion of the state at the early parts of the week. Down in Hamilton now, currently 45 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And in the southwest corner in Satanta, 47 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Now in the north central region in Jewell, currently 42 degrees, which isn't too far lower than their 7-day average of 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Right in the dead middle of the state, we'll look in Little River, currently 47 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And down here in south central, we'll look at Viola today, currently 45 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 50 degrees 7-day average. Taking a look across the eastern third now, we will go up to the northeastern side of the state in Hiawatha. Currently right now, it's 43 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to the 7-day average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Now in the eastern third and kind of in the central portions of the north-south radius, we'll look in Welda, currently 44 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees. And one of the warmer regions of the state down in southeast Kansas and Cherokee, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Join us for the 65th Annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale, happening April 1st at 2335 10th Road in Lorain, Kansas at 1 p.m. We're selling 120 bulls, 60 yearling, and 60 fall bulls. A sale catalog is available to view on our website, greengardenangus.com, and also the weekend prior to the sale at the Green Garden Sale Barn, again located at 2335 10th Road in Lorain, Kansas. So mark your calendars. It's the 65th Annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale, happening April 1st. More information can be found on our website, greengardenangus.com.
roofingbusiness.com.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Your fields are waiting for spring planting. Getting your hands dirty is the best way to tell if the soil moisture is in the right condition on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Are feeling the itch to start their spring field work. But if the soil is too wet, the pressure from machinery will cause compaction and create a poor seedbed. Check moisture levels in the top 6 inches before any tires roll over it. It can vary from field to field depending on the type of soil. Stanley Solomon is an extension educator at the University of Illinois. He says, with your hands, reach down into the dirt and pull some up.
You squeeze it together and it does somewhat like clump together, but as you open your hand up, it also breaks back apart. It's not a sticky mud ball all stuck together there, and it doesn't just crumble and fall away. So that perfect moisture is actually a zone in there we think about. We just don't want it to be too wet, don't want it to be too dry.
In some cases, tillage may be needed to break up thick residue or alleviate field roughness. Solomon says you will have to weigh the pros and cons because each pass across the field comes at a cost.
If it's too wet, you got big chunks that are really kind of hard to work with. You don't have a real mellow seed bed to go back into. In certain conditions in some soils, you've actually created a compaction layer just underneath or right at where you ran the tillage at. So a lot of guys will look at something that will do a minimal amount of soil movement and soil disturbance, but still maybe trying to move some of the residue around, a strip till type approach or some of those things may be a better thing to think about.
Winter can be hard on conservation structures in the field like waterways and terraces, so be sure to inspect and repair anything that will reduce their effectiveness. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for assessing your fields before planting at agriculture.com.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Zips, back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March 28th of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at the soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth as we get closer to the planting season. Soil organisms function best at the optimum soil temperature. It also impacts the rate of nitrification, influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we will do is we'll take the Sunflower State, we'll break it down into thirds, a western, central, and an eastern third. We'll take a look at a couple of locations as it's been a bit warmer
warmer here today than it was the last couple of days. Of course, the cooling trend we saw at the beginning of the week has led to that, and the snowfall that we saw in the northern and especially northwest corner of the state. We'll take a look out of the western third up in Cheyenne. Currently right now, their 4-inch soil temperature is at 42 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 45 degrees. That is definitely being impacted by the wintry mix of precipitation we saw up in that portion of the state at the early parts of the week. Down in Hamilton now, currently 45 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And in the southwest corner in Satanta, 47 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Now in the north central region in Jewell, currently 42 degrees, which isn't too far lower than their 7-day average of 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Right in the dead middle of the state, we'll look in Little River, currently 47 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And down here in south central, we'll look at Viola today, currently 45 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 50 degrees 7-day average. Taking a look across the eastern third now, we will go up to the northeastern side of the state in Hiawatha. Currently right now, it's 43 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to the 7-day average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, in the eastern third and kind of in the central portions of the north-south radius, we'll look in Welda, currently 44 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees. And one of the warmer regions of the state down in southeast Kansas in Cherokee, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Join us for the 65th Annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale, happening April 1st at 2335 10th Road in Lorain, Kansas at 1 p.m. We're selling 120 bulls, 60 yearling, and 60 fall bulls. A sale catalog is available to view on our website, greengardenangus.com, and also the weekend prior to the sale at the Green Garden Sale Barn, again located at 2335 10th Road in Lorain, Kansas. So mark your calendars. It's the 65th Annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale, happening April 1st. More information can be found on our website, greengardenangus.com.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Alfalfa weevils arrive in early spring and present challenges to crop production. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the recent emergence of the pest and the cold weather's effect on alfalfa weevil larvae.
Alfalfa weevils every year come earlier and earlier, it seems to me, and this year's no exception. Generally, I count on about the first to mid part of April for the alfalfa weevils to start hatching around the state, but it's all predicated upon temperatures. And when I talk about enough cold weather to kill alfalfa weevils, it takes, 2 to 3 hours of mid 20 degree Fahrenheit weather to actually kill them. So if it just goes down to 25, 26, and then shoots right back up, that's not going to do the job. The second thing about that is it's not going to kill adults or eggs. It's just going to basically kill the little newly hatched first instar larvae.
He relays the different techniques producers use to monitor the number of alfalfa weevils in their fields.
Two ways to sample. Number one, if you just want to get out to look to see if there are any live larvae in your field, use a sweep net. It's easier, takes a lot less time. You can just sweep sample several different places in your field. And if you've got larvae, then it's time to get the old white 1 gallon bucket out and start taking a stem and shake it vigorously in the bucket and count how many larvae are per stem. So you do that, 10 stems here, 10 stems there, count the number of stems you did, number of larvae. That gives you your infestation level. We use 30 to 50% infestation to treat. I would use that no matter where we are, unless you look at the weather and they're predicting mid-20s in the next 4 or 5 days. Otherwise, you probably should start treating at that time.
Whitworth explains the insecticide K-State used in their efficacy trials and the importance of the insecticide making contact with the pest upon application.
we probably use more carrier or water per acre than most commercial applicators do. When we put out our trials, we use 15 gallons per acre. A lot of commercial applicators will use less than that. They're trying to get as many acres covered as possible, and I understand that. But just remember, these are contact insecticides, so they have to contact the larvae. And if you have a pretty good stand of alfalfa, there's quite a bit of foliage out there, and the larvae are going to be tucked in to the terminals where they're pretty well protected, so you got to make sure you use enough carrier or water to get that insecticide to where those little larvae are.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on alfalfa weevils this time of year. Learn more about their emergence at www.mezonet.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated salutes the United States military men and women who honorably serve this country. Let's all take a moment to remember their sacrifices as we celebrate the Easter holiday. From all of us at Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, and truck and trailer repair.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Share prices were essentially flat headed into the midday. The Dow Jones and the S&P were up a fraction. The NASDAQ composite was slightly lower. Sticker shock in the ivory towers. Tuition at a growing number of New England universities now tops $90,000. Not for the full 4 years, but per year. Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, and Yale are approaching six-figure annual tuitions. Fast food chains are feeling the pinch from customers put off by higher prices. A survey by consulting firm Revenue Management Services found a quarter of Americans making less than $50,000 a year are eating less fast food. Half of them say they're making fewer trips to any restaurants. Dyeing eggs for Easter is still pretty pricey. A dozen eggs cost an average $3. That's down from the record highs of a year ago, but still more than double the price of eggs before the pandemic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.